Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, my sweet loves. This is a completely off-the-cuff episode. I've just come out of a Diamond Approach session with my Diamond Approach teacher, who I've been working with for God knows how long. And I just was like, you know what I need to do is I need to record a podcast for my wonderful humans after what just happened. But before we start talking about that, there is some kind of mental thing going on the street right now. So there's like, I don't know really what's going on, but some kind of guy that's on a microphone and people sound like they're dancing in some like really intense music. So if you can hear some funky background noise, that's why. But I really wanted to do this episode, so I wasn't going to put it on pause for the crazy background noise. But I wanted to come on here to talk about voice. And gosh, even when I start talking about it, I'm like, my heart feels so tender after that session. So the reason I want to talk about voice is because so many of us as women who feel trapped and feel confined and like there's something wrong, so much of it comes down to our capacity to speak what is true inside of us. And there's a lot of like rhetoric around like speaking truth, like speak your truth. And I used to see that stuff and be like, what does that even mean? Like, speak your truth. And I also think that there's some like absolute rubbish when people say I'm speaking my truth and they're actually just being like narcissistic or abusive. So we're not talking about that kind of truth speaking. What we're talking about is being able to give expression to what is going on inside of you. And as a lot of you know, I spent a huge proportion of my life extremely emotionally constipated. So I basically didn't cry for 10 years. I was like unable to connect to any form of emotion. Like, I remember going to funerals and not crying. Like, I would watch The Notebook and not shed a tear. Like, I literally just was, I don't understand why everyone's crying all the time. I even remember seeing something online that said like the average woman cries once a month, and I was like, what the hell are you talking about? I don't cry once a year, let alone once a month. So I came from a history of being extremely disconnected from my emotionality, and I really thought that that made me a strong human being, and that made me, to be honest, like shinier and more impressive somehow, because I was in control of myself. When I look back, I'm like, I'm not entirely sure what my brain was feeding me, but yes, I basically saw myself as strong, because I was like, who are all these people who are crying all the time? Like, I am totally good. But as I started to like tiptoe my way into liberating myself, really, and doing more personal work and working with various healers and therapists and coaches, I started to come into contact with, to be honest, initially like huge, huge levels of rage and anger that needed to move through me for all the crossed boundaries that I hadn't really ever been able to voice, like the number of times I'd said yes when it was really a no, and all of that stuff that so many women have. But what I noticed as I moved through these layers was increasingly in body-focused therapies, like the type of work that I do with my clients, the work is really around noticing what's happening inside of you as you're talking about something. And so rather than just being stuck in the head and chatting, I'm really noticing the experience of the body as you talk about certain topics. And a theme that came up for me again and again and again and again, and has been going on ever since I started doing this work. So my Diamond Approach teacher that knows me very well is like, Lucy, this has been a theme for like 6 years, is that my throat would feel very sore. I'd feel like a lump in my throat. I'd feel some kind of contraction in my throat. It would be like, ugh, like, why do I feel like I'm like swallowing something down? Like, it's always really sore. And whenever we explored that, it always came down to this fear of speaking truth. of like what it would actually mean to speak honestly. What is going on inside of me? Be it sadness, be it anger, be it shame, be it joy. Often for me, joy and delight are like the hardest of all. Excitement, even worse. Like this part of me in my throat that kept me almost like bound in a very narrow band of expression of like, I can be just a little bit angry or just a little bit sad or just a little bit happy, but like never too much, never too much, never too much. And in many ways, that experience of having my throat bound and this sense of like nothing is able to come out of me exacerbated the sensation of being trapped. It was like there's all this stuff moving inside of me, and I like the more that I did this personal work, the more I became aware of the fact that there was like, whoa, there's a lot of stuff going on inside of me, and I don't seem to be able to bring any kind of voice or expression to it. But the more that I felt that, the more I was like, oh my goodness, I feel so stuck and so blocked because I cannot find a way to allow this out of me. And if we're looking at this on an energetic level, what we're really talking about is like the emotional energy that often gets trapped in the body and can't find a mode of expression. So it gets like pressed down into our fascia and into our joints and onto all of the crevices of our bodies, because it hasn't been safe, or our body hasn't believed it to be safe to express all of that. So I'd often find myself in these spaces of being like, I feel like there's genuinely a rope tied around my neck and I can't speak. And for a long time, when I was in like traditional psychotherapy and doing trauma therapy and all that stuff, like I'd often come back to memories of childhood, of like beliefs that I had absorbed of like, I need to behave a certain way, I need to be nice, I need to like not be too much, like all of the stuff that is like very common in pop psychology of women really having to repress themselves in order to be accepted, in order to be seen as good enough, in order to be seen as like the right model of a little girl. And that can all be true, and that definitely is true in my experience. But the reason I wanted to come on here today is because it goes so much deeper than that. It goes so much deeper than that. And it's easy at times, I think, when we start to dip our toes into this work, to be like, why do I have all these problems with doing X, Y, Z? Like, why is it that I can't quit my job? Why is it that like relationships feel so stressful for me, or like I get super anxious, or like I run away? Or why is it that I like find it difficult to express my emotions? Because my childhood was fine. You know, like I didn't have that many issues. Some people did. And like, I didn't have a hugely traumatic childhood. There were some things that happened that was nobody's fault. But some people had a really traumatic childhood. Some people didn't. But the reason I want to talk about this is because the stuff that we hold in our bodies goes way, 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 way beyond childhood. There have been tests done on mice that show that like any traumatic imprints basically get carried down 14 generations in the genome. It gets carried down way, 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 way further than we would like to believe. And coming back to the point around voice, as I did my session today with my Diamond Approach therapist, teacher, what I realized was that my challenge in expressing my voice fully, my challenge in like reclaiming voice and reclaiming my like kind of weird witchiness at times and reclaiming my expression of emotion and my power and my delight and my rage and my everything, actually requires me to unbind the necks of the women in my lineage. Like it goes back centuries of women who had their voices cut off, like women who were silenced because they had connection to the earth and it wasn't safe to have connection to the earth because they were seen as witches, women who had their voices silenced because they desperately needed to keep a man by their side because the men were working and bringing in money and supporting the family, like women who really deeply had to repress what was true for them in order to stay alive, like in order to stay safe. And this goes so far back. And for so many of us as women, we hold these imprints deep in our bodies. We hold them in our throat. We hold them in our cells. We hold them in the like terror that we experience when we start thinking about saying something that's a little bit taboo and we go into a panic. Like it shows up when we're thinking about quitting a job and like voicing that we're not happy in a relationship, or voicing that we need space in a relationship, or voicing that we need some reassurance in a relationship. Like it shows up everywhere. Because we've been trained all the way back, like centuries, centuries, centuries back, that it is not safe for us to express ourselves. And the reason I want to share this today is because I deeply believe that anyone that is in this community with me, anyone that listens to my work, anyone that is like attracted to the work that I do, the work that so many of my friends do, it's because you're holding stuff and you are the one that is here to change the pattern. So you are the one to be here to recognize that in this day and age, yes, we live in a world of cancel culture. Yes, we live in a world of social media where people like start shitting on people randomly for saying things. But the truth of it is, compared to a few centuries ago, we are relatively speaking safe to voice what is true. Like it is safe to say things in this world right now. Yes, you may get cancelled if you have a big audience and you say something, sure, but like you're not going to be burned, you're not going to be hung, you're not going to be like stoned. Our body may experience being cancelled as those things because of the imprints that so many of us have, but the truth is that it is safe for us as women to reclaim voice. And for any of you who are feeling trapped, reclaiming voice is one of the key tenets to loosening the grip of the experience of being trapped. Because you cannot free yourself if you can't speak what is true for you. You cannot free yourself if you can't speak a boundary. You cannot free yourself if you can't say no. You cannot free yourself if you can't ask for your needs to be met. It is so important for us as women to do the work to reclaim our voices and to recognize that the work that we're doing around the reclamation of voice goes back so much further than your childhood. And as I come off the back of the session that I was just in and I was doing this work and I really did not think it would go this deep, and at times like my very skeptical brain was like, what the hell is going on? Like this cannot be real right now. I just feel so deeply that this message needs to be shared and to recognize that you are powerful beyond measure, and perhaps your power has been dimmed because in your ancestry it wasn't safe to be as powerful as you are. And I'm here to tell you that now it is safe and that there are ways for you to learn to reclaim your voice. And it would be an honor to support you in any way I can, whether it's through this podcast, whether it's through my email list, whether it's through my paid programs or free things, but just to let you know that you are powerful beyond belief. Reclaim your voice. You're doing it for so many more people than you could ever imagine. I love you deeply. Have a beautiful rest of your day. And I will speak to you very soon. Thank you.